Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta's city council president is asking residents to limit their use of e-scooters while the city considers new regulations. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, a third person has died after a scooter-related accident.
While riding an e-scooter last weekend, Amber Ford was the victim of a hit-and-run in Midtown. According to 11 Alive, Ford died at Grady Memorial Hospital after days of treatment. Last month, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms imposed a moratorium on new scooter share companies coming to Atlanta while the city tries to address safety concerns. In May, a 20-year-old man was struck by an SUV while riding a scooter. And last month, another rider was fatally injured after falling underneath a Cobblink bus. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Vice President Mike Pence is commending Georgia for passing legislation limiting abortion. He spoke in Atlanta today at a gathering organized by Eric Erickson's conservative blog, The Resurgent.
And let me say, the president and I are both grateful for the strong stand for life that Governor Brian Kemp and your legislature has made.
Earlier this year, Kemp signed a law that effectively bans abortions from around 6 weeks into pregnancy. Two lawsuits have since been filed, calling the bill unconstitutional, asking a judge for a temporary injunction that law would not take effect until January 1st. A Sons of Confederate Veterans group will not be able to wave a Confederate battle flag during a parade tomorrow. A judge ruled this afternoon the group's lawsuit against the city of Alpharetta was too last minute to make a ruling. The AJC reporting the chapter claimed Alpharetta had violated its First Amendment rights by barring marchers from flying the flag. Alpharetta's American Legion has hosted the Old Soldiers Day Parade for 67 years to honor Civil War veterans. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.